So, Divine Light Ignite, day 13. I hope you had some really blissful experiences with the Divine Light, with the unified light. We are in due course going to split the light back up again, because we are, after all, meant to be as human beings, and we are meant to be these multi-chakra beings. But for now, we're going to keep working with this unified light, and there's some beautiful things that we can do with it. And before we move on to really igniting the divine light as we had intended, I want to work a little bit, just take a brief tangent. And talk about spiritual protection. So what we're going to do today is we're going to take this single unified chakra, which now kind of is nowhere and everywhere. It's not really in your body, it's just in your center. We're going to take this single unified bright white light chakra and use it for spiritual protection. So do this with me, please. Once again, as always, make yourself comfortable, get your spine aligned, get yourself into the position that that you choose, sitting or lying. Take three really beautiful deep breaths from the diaphragm. And find yourself really arriving in your body. Be in your body. Feel with your body. Feel with your whole body. Feel right to the soles of your feet, feel into your legs. Be in your bum, be on your base, in your belly, in your chest. Be in your body. It's one of the mistakes we make. Whether we are highly intellectual beings, business people, and people of the mind, or whether we experience or we're becoming spiritual people, so often we have this perspective that the body is to be neglected. Well, please arrive in your body, be in your body, feel with your body, bring love, appreciation, gratitude into your body. One way to encourage your body to health, to wellness, to strength. And how do you protect your body if you are not loving it and inhabiting it? So that's where we start. We start with really just being in the body, loving the body. Gratitude for this perfect vehicle for your current incarnation. Whatever it looks like, whatever it feels like, whatever is going on with your body, it is perfect. And so when you are really in your body, you bring your awareness back to this single unified chakra, pure divine source energy. The part of God that is yours, that's been bequeathed to you for you to carry and hold. And then you allow that light to expand in to your body. It starts where your heart is, and then it begins to expand. And as it begins to fill your chest, feel. Feel this energy, feel this light. You can use your hands if you like. I often find that useful to feel how this ball of energy is expanding into your chest, and it begins to expand bigger than your chest because it is a ball that is expanding. And allow this light to just keep expanding. It encompasses more and more of your body. Mine is now bigger than my shoulders, and it's also below my base chakra. It's really busy encompassing my whole body. And when you can feel that the light is encompassing all of you, if you're lying down, of course, the light will begin to stretch to get your feet and your head in. And this ball of energy stops when it's about, I don't know, a foot. What's that? 20, 30 centimeters? Bigger than your body. It stops expanding. And then its outer limit starts to densify because you're pumping this light energy. It's not the same as normal light. It's not something that comes out of a light bulb. It's everything. The universe is made of this light energy. It's patterns in this light energy. This is the source energy of everything. And here it is in its purest form, radiating from the center of your being out into this ball that is now encompassing your form. And so the outer edge of this light starts to get densify. It becomes like a thin shell. Perhaps it's got a golden color or a silvery color. Let it be whatever it is for you, but allow that shell to slowly thicken as more and more of this energy is added to this outer extremity. And so what has happened in this process? As you have expanded this shell, it has, as you've expanded the light rather, it has pushed outwards. Its shadow cannot live in the light. Darkness cannot be in the light. It has pushed the darkness that doesn't belong to you, with you, in your body. It's pushed that out, and you've densified the shell, which means that which you would consider to be negative, destructive, but which is not yours, that which might be considered to be an agent of psychic attack, is now outside of the shell and cannot get in. And so this is your auric shell, and it is your naturally divine ordained protection organ. That's what you're meant to have to keep you protected. Now, those of us who don't know about the auric shell, don't know how to put it in place, don't know how to maintain it, we go through our lives and there are various things, shocks, psychic, emotional, physical, spiritual shocks that cause a break in the auric shell and that allow small negative entities, little leeches, to come and feed on your energy. And they will also learn to farm your energy, provoking negative emotions so that you will release the kind of energy that they can feed on. What you won't push out is your own blockages, the blockages that you have in your being that allow you to be who you are. You are, of course, right now, something less than your own most eternal, magnificent, divine self. You're needing to be something less than that. You're needing to be a human being with faults and foibles and pains and confusions. And so those won't be pushed out. You don't suddenly become perfected. It's not intended. but you do suddenly become protected. And so I'd like you to sit with your auric shell to feel what it feels like, to feel the quiet of being inside this shell, the safety, the security, how it feels. And to be aware that this is perhaps something that you do from time to time. You reinvigorate, re-strengthen your auric shell. And so I'll leave you with that for as long as you feel you need to sit with that. And we'll continue our journey tomorrow.